And I was that person because even in my corporate days, like I never had the problem of saying like, I don't know that. Right. And I would go out and I would find the expert. The trouble with that as an entrepreneur is those folks are really hard to determine if they know what they're doing or not, because my LinkedIn, you know, inbox alone probably gets 50 messages a day of people selling me something of how they can get me to 8 figures in 3 months. And I'm like, holy crap. And that was what, you know, I think so many of us really, when I tuned out and did exactly what you said, and that took a lot of courage because I didn't know what I was doing. I'm still throwing a few darts. Let's be honest. I'm a baby entrepreneur. But when I just really step back and say, Brittany, is this gut? Is this your intuition or is this fear? That's what's made all the difference for me.
Welcome to another episode of Listeners to Leads, where I'm helping podcasters launch and maintain a lead generating show. I'm your host, Alicia Galati, the CEO and head podcast strategist behind Galati Media, a full-service podcast management company. On this show, you'll hear my guests and I discuss everything it takes to launch a successful podcast and keep it running. If you're ready to get leads, land speaking gigs, and create deeper connections with your audience through your podcast, then this is the show for you. Hello and welcome back, my lovely listeners. Today we have Brittany, and Brittany is an absolute powerhouse of a woman. I am so honored to have her on the show. Today we're talking about her journey through podcasting and starting a podcast, why she decided to, what her podcast is about, more about how she supports her clients, but also about debunking this idea that imposter syndrome should not be holding us back. And the whole idea of imposter syndrome is a sham. And I love this idea. I hope you guys get as much value from this episode as I did in having this conversation with Brittany. Without further ado, join me in welcoming Brittany to the show. Hi, Brittany. Thank you so much for being on the show today. If you could start by telling everyone who you are, what you do, and about your show.
Well, Alicia, the pleasure is all mine. Such an honor to meet you. I mean, what very little that we've got to talk, I'm like, that is another powerful badass that I want to learn more about. So yeah, I mean, a little bit about me. My name is Brittany Cantor-Barb. I spent 16 years in corporate America and decided, like so many folks that I'm sure that are listening today, that it was time to strike out on my own. So I started my own business, PowHer, where we're executive coaching and consulting firm and teach women how to build unshakable confidence, dominate in the boardroom, and close her own gender pay gap in corporate America. And so with that, naturally podcasting, you know, you go in, you're a coach, you're a consultant, you're a trainer, you're a speaker, and it's like, well, you got to have a podcast. And I was like, what? What do you mean I have to have a podcast? Like, it's not enough to be on camera, on social every day. And so that's really, you know, how the whole idea behind starting a podcast was born.
Oh, I love that so much. So many people get into podcasting with this idea of like, I'm going to do it because it's almost expected. And we're not going to mention her name, but someone who shall not be named, who's a big person in the online space, said, everyone needs a podcast. And I'm like, no, don't do that. No, please, guys, don't. So how did that kind of feel like when you launched it? Did it feel like I started it and oh my gosh, this takes a lot more effort than I thought? Or did you feel like it came seamlessly?
Yeah, it definitely didn't come seamlessly. You know, I will tell you that just my personality and my MO, right, is I watch a lot about what other people are doing that are much better at things than me. So even in my corporate career, if I didn't crush it at something, you know what, I hired that out. And I got an expert to help me with that. And so, you know, what I did is when I first started podcasting, I followed the folks out there that had been doing it much longer than me. And what I noticed, you know what, Alicia, it was hard to find those people. It was really challenging. Most people had only made it, you know, to what is the stats now, 30 episodes if they're lucky and they give up, if that. And so I knew podcasting was going to be a long-term play, which I think a lot of people are sold the idea of podcasting, that you put your words out there and all of a sudden your sales funnel is just so full. You don't need to set up a VSL. You don't need to pitch. You don't need to launch. And I was like, that's impossible, because if it was that easy, the world would blow up with podcasts. And so I really didn't look at it initially as lead generation and as a new entrepreneur. I looked at it as brand awareness and then legitimately just constantly going on and staying very consistent and speaking to what my hero of my story, my ideal clients, needed to hear, and just completely centered around impact and value.
Oh, I love that. Impact and value. So often we have people on and they're like, you know, tell it all. Give your listeners everything that you can. Really pour into them. And I believe in that so much because I believe that even if you do pour into the people who are listening, that's not custom help, right? So like you're not giving away the bathroom sink to them. You're giving away these bite-sized digestible things that they can then take action on and actually like make a difference in their life. Do you approach it that way with your like how you've styled your content?
Oh, 100%. And the same way I do on social, but I went through that exact same limiting belief as well. And I think every new entrepreneur, especially service providers, will, right? Because you feel like you're giving it all away for free and you want to hold back and save the good stuff, right, for your paying clients. And I remember being fearful when I got paying clients, right? I'm like, oh, but if they say I'm giving this away, then they'll be like, well, Brittany, why did I have to pay you thousands of dollars, right, to invest? Mm. And that really took just really breaking down, like, where does that limiting belief really come from? And what I discovered for me, right, as a brand new entrepreneur, I had unshakable confidence as a corporate executive. That's why I can teach it today. But I didn't have that as an entrepreneur. And let's be honest, I'm still working on that today. And so I literally just cautioned women and said, you know what, I am going to pour everything possible into that. And if downloads don't go up immediately and if reshares don't go up immediately, well, that's just kind of the nature of the game because everybody starts at zero.
Yes, so true. I love what you said there. And I want to kind of pull it out for a second and let's talk about this because as someone who has been in corporate and like owned the space as one of the few women in a manufacturing plant, like owned that space. Yes, I'm a boss. I know what I'm talking about. I got the promotions. I've got the accolades. I've got the trainings. I had no problem selling my expertise in corporate. And from what you said, it sounds like you were very similar. But when it comes to entrepreneurship, it's so difficult to express that and be like, hey guys, I'm an expert. It's like, well, I have this thing and like, you can get it if you want, I guess, if that's something you're interested in. So what do you think about that?
Oh, you're right on the money, Alicia. I mean, and I underestimated it. And let's be real, a lot of entrepreneurs don't share, right? Especially in this day and age, it's very glamorized. I feel like everybody's like saying, just go for it. Just do it. And you know what? Everybody that tells me they want to start their own business, I do everything that I can to really shed reality on that. And it's not to discourage them. It's to be like, hey, you know, when you're in corporate, the reason you're so confident in what you're doing is you're backed by a proven brand. And what for me, what's even more than that is I had people that would be like, Brittany, you really think that's a good idea? Do you really think you should be doing that? And believe it or not, just someone to say, wait a second, think this through. You have in corporate because you have to go through red tape. You got to get budgets approved, blah, 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 blah. As an entrepreneur, you can literally bankrupt your company with one bad decision. And no one's saying, Brittany, you think you should do that? And so that level alone was something I severely underestimated and really noticed, holy shit, like that's a lot. But in the same way, it's now very freeing, but I don't think people understand the gravity of that at first.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I think adding to that, it is important, especially for newer entrepreneurs and people who are like trying to make a brand for themselves, a name for themselves, that they don't surround themselves with so many voices. And I see this happen time and time again in the online space where someone is like, oh, I listened to this person and this person. I'm listening to 10 different marketing podcasts. And it's like, have you listened to yourself lately? I think sometimes in the online space, we can get bombarded with these voices of other people and how other people have done it. And that's the only way to do it when we really can just trust ourselves and our decisions and own them, even if they don't always pan out right. Right? Like own that.
Yeah, Alicia, I couldn't agree more. And I was that person because even in my corporate days, like I never had the problem of saying like, I don't know that. Right. And I would go out and I would find the expert. The trouble with that as an entrepreneur is those folks are really hard to determine if they know what they're doing or not, because my LinkedIn, you know, inbox alone probably gets 50 messages a day of people selling me something of how they can, you know, get me to 8 figures in 3 months. And I'm like, holy crap. And that was what, you know, I think so many of us really, when I tuned out and did exactly what you said, and that took a lot of courage because I didn't know what I was doing. I'm still throwing a few darts. Let's be honest. I'm a baby entrepreneur. But when I just really step back and say, Brittany, is this gut? Is this your intuition or is this fear? That's what's made all the difference for me.
Is this gut? Is this intuition or is this fear? That is so good. If you guys don't take anything else away from this episode, literally just take that soundbite and like sit with it for 15 minutes because that is so good. Back to your podcast. Can you tell me a little bit about how you decided to style your show and like the format that you do? Do you do guests? I believe you do guests as well as solo episodes. So how did you kind of decide that you were going to go with the format that you have?
Yeah, I mean, I designed the podcast just like I designed my coaching programs for what I needed in corporate, because that's my hero, my story. That's my avatar. And what I wanted was really quick and dirty, 30 minutes or less, just here's the overall theory. Here's what you can do today to get an immediate ROI. Here's the results you're going to see out of it if you do it. So I teach it very much like that. And so on top of that, I wanted something that was pretty disruptive, because if you can't already tell, I'm not very PC. I mean, you know, I'm telling about just a little bit because I am in someone else's house right now on this podcast. But I really wanted to bring the real, the raw, the messy in a way that resonated with folks. And how I've been able to do that is piece by piece telling my story. Have I told every aspect of my story yet? Absolutely. I'm not ready for that yet, right? I mean, this is personal growth as an entrepreneur, just like everyone else. But I will tell you, those that reach out to me are when I absolutely go in legitimately with no plan, no script, and just speak from my heart. That is what really makes an impact. And at the end of the day, if my conviction is if I continue to concentrate on that, then the monetary just follows.
We had someone on the podcast recently where when she was deciding whether to have a podcast or not, and we'll make sure that we link Erin's episode in the show notes, that she realized that a lot of the people that were working with her, it wasn't even about the service that she provided. It was about the connection that they made when they met her. Like, I got on the phone with you and I just liked you. And I feel like podcasting, and that's why she decided to do her podcast, because of that in the ear connection and voice. And I feel like podcasting creates such this incredible connection with our listeners. And I'm hoping you'll tell us some stories on any listeners who maybe have gotten on calls with you or who are like, here's my credit card, just take my money. I want to work with you because I listen to your podcast and I don't even care what you're selling. Just take it. Have you had anything like that?
Yeah, absolutely. Even in, you know, the short amount of time that I've been doing it. And what I find too is they will come in even to the sales calls and they'll be like, oh, you did this, this, and this. And I didn't even remember talking about that. It's almost like they know me better than I know me. And I was like, oh yeah, I have a podcast. And what I'm noticing is they will pick out pieces that I thought were completely irrelevant. They didn't really, I mean, they meant a lot to me, but because I lived it, right? And I forgot about how that impacted my life. I didn't realize what an impact it would make. And it's always those things. And they'll say, when you said XYZ, it made me stop in my tracks. And I'm like, holy hell, that's been the problem the whole time. And that feeling alone is what just lights me up. And then taking the listener questions that I do, every single episode was because somebody asked me about that at some point throughout my corporate career today.
What a great way to find content, right? Is like just questions that you've been asked and things that you've seen, and being able to bring that into a space where you can serve your clients, I think is so incredible. Have you been able to use your podcast in any other ways that have been like, maybe it's an email sequence or anything like that where it's been beneficial for you? Sometimes we see people do that and I always like to know.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it goes straight into our email campaign. Every time I have a brand new episode, that's going straight to the inbox. Every time I release anything, you know, long form on social, that's going straight to the inbox, an article. And I think a lot of new entrepreneurs struggle with that. And I did at first. I'm like, I'm worried that I'm bugging people. And then I remember, wait a minute, how much content do I consume on a daily basis? And those people that I actually end up purchasing from are typically the people that are continually in my inbox, that are continually saying, telling me to take action, like I'm in third grade and I don't know, but that's what people need to be told. Hey, you're watching this. Remember, you need to hit the subscribe button. Remember, you can submit your question and I can do a whole episode for you, right? Those things, but it felt like a little assertive, a little too bold, but it made all the difference.
Looking at your podcast, you have a recent episode where you talked about imposter syndrome. Let's talk about that because we've talked about it a couple times on the podcast, but I always like to hear people's perspective. And I think it's such an important part of podcasting that I don't think people realize that, to your point earlier, of like, I said that? Wait a minute. I don't remember saying that at all. They do know you better than you know yourself sometimes. And these podcast listeners, I mean, they're like, especially the super fan ones, the ones who are go back to through the catalogs and will listen to all the past episodes. They're the ones who feel like you are their BFF, but that can feel really scary starting out, right? Like, starting a new thing, starting even showing up to like the people you work with, showing up to a meeting with your boss and asking for that raise, or deciding, hey, I'm going to put my voice out there and I'm going to have a podcast. So let's talk about imposter syndrome. What are your kind of thoughts around that?
Yeah, you know, and I have the perfect episode that inspired that. So after the, in my apologies, and this is how terrible it is, there's been so many of these crimes, I can't even remember which one it was, but I put out an episode on how to be an LGBTQ ally. And I'm not a member of the LGBTQ community. And I remember really struggling with that. And I'm like, who am I as a white, cisgender, straight woman to get on a podcast and talk about how to be an ally? And I really had to sit with that because I very much felt like an imposter doing that because that's not where I live. And so I talked to some very close acquaintances of mine that I've been fortunate enough to hear their story. And so I knew that these friends would, I was invited to ask this question. And they said, Brittany, what the hell is wrong with you? You are not an imposter. You use that privilege and you put that message out there. And for me to go on and talk about that, and I did a whole social media campaign, I did all kinds of stuff, and this community was in such a grave, just horrible place that I can never even imagine being in. And I cannot tell you the amount of people that reached out to me and said, thank you for using this platform. Thank you for saying it because you can get by because of the privilege you have, and saying it in that way, because I was able to call out a lot of shit. Right. But I was also able to meet the people, just like in my world, you know, I teach women in corporate because we don't have a lot of the power as women in corporate, men in two very polarized buckets. But I was able to do the exact same thing. So that it really inspired me to do it as a podcaster. Right. So I would encourage anyone that's listening, like if you're worried about putting something out there, do it. At the end of the day, there's a reason. It's a conviction in your heart, within reason, obviously. And when you need the reason, like me, you reach out to the people that can be the expert and give you the voice of reason. But that really helped me, as I had a lot of limiting beliefs from society that told me, Brittany, this isn't your place and this is not something you should do. But when I trusted my heart and my gut, even though I needed that additional validation, that's when I was able to really push through. And to be honest, I don't even believe in the whole term of imposter syndrome. And that episode is what that grew into, is really debunking that whole theory.
Yes. We'll make sure that we link that in the show notes for sure. I love that idea of taking your privilege and turning it around to make space for other people at the table. I think that is such an incredible thing. And I know that you do that with the kinds of clients that you work with and the people that you work with. How is it that you work with your clients? So if anyone's like, wait, I need Brittany in my life and I want to know more about what she does, can you tell us?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, we're very upfront and honest about who we work with and what our skill set is because of being on the other side of that in the world that we talked about where everyone says they can fix my problem magically. We're very specific. We only help women that are senior leaders in corporate America that are ready to build unshakable confidence, dominate in the boardroom, and close their own gender pay gap. And so we do that in a cohort where you're surrounded by other badass executive women on the same path. You're doing that with one-to-one support through, you know, all of the bells and whistles and what we do. But what's really unique about what we do is just like I had to really break down those, what I call BS belief systems that I had that I couldn't use my platform and shouldn't do good in the world because I'm not necessarily fit in this box. We do the exact same theory. Right. And sometimes it's good to take your own advice. Like I can give that advice and show women how to do it all day long. And that's breaking down. I mean, if you're sick of being told you're too much, you're too assertive, you're too bossy, and you want to actually empower what makes you different in corporate, you can absolutely do it and thrive. And the reason I know that is I did just that, but I didn't launch my company right after getting my own success. I spent the next 10 years in corporate intentionally hiring in women that didn't look like me, act like me, love like me to make sure this theory could work for them too.
Bringing people along with you, I think, is such a powerful way that we as women and as people who have space for voice, whether that's through a podcast or a program or the way that we help our clients. And obviously, that's something that I am 100% behind in that, like, we do podcast production, but the people that we work with and the clients that we work with are messages that we want to see out in the world. Like those are things that we want to see that is being amplified in the space, not just the big corporations who want to have podcasts. And like, that's cool, but like you can get that somewhere else. Okay, bye. Like, I don't really want to work with you. I want to work with people who are making an impact and making a difference in the world. And I love that you do that so much. If someone wants to listen to your podcast, get to know you, where can they find you and hang out with you?
Yeah. I mean, just where, you know, you're downloading and you're every single week and you're listening to Alicia's message and everything that she is, the good she's putting in the world, go to that same place, type in the powerhouse, P-O-W-H-E-R house, and subscribe there. Put that on your list. Let me know what brings you value, how we can both continue just to provide step-by-step instruction on what you can do to reclaim your power. Because that's exactly, Alicia, I feel like with what you're doing too, like you're giving this platform and so many people a way to really capitalize on that and spread good, why you are so intentional about the clients you take as well.
Yes, 100%. We'll make sure that we have links in the show notes for all of that stuff. Thank you so much, Brittany. This has been incredible hearing your journey, hearing your story, and getting to know more about this debunking of imposter syndrome. I love that idea. And also, I wrote down BS belief systems because it's so true.
Thank you so much, Alicia. It's been such a pleasure.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Listeners to Leads. If you found something in this episode valuable, I would really appreciate it if you shared it with a friend who you know would also get value from it. Want to send me a message? My favorite place to hang out is Instagram. You can find me at alicia.galati. Let me know what your favorite takeaway was from the episode. And don't forget, turning those listeners into leads is actually easy.